And we have a call from MJ in Lake Forest Park. Hello, MJ.
Hi. We have been going through a telomere shortening experience. my dad is 95 years old.
Uh-huh.
A couple years ago, he had emergency vascular surgery and stents put in. This is because of the progression of diabetes, and it was to forestall the necessity for amputation just below the knee due to gangrene.
Oh.
And he's been muddling along. He really tries. He's 3,000 miles away in an assisted living facility, and 4 weeks ago he had a heart attack. Initially, we were told it was mild, but it has done damage to his conduction system, and it is not so mild. And he had pneumonia at the same time, and he's gone from hospital to rehab, and the rehab nurse tells me that things are not good. He has a very limited life expectancy unless the cardiologist can help him. He goes back to the assisted living facility, and they are resistant to any kind of integrative medicine, any kind of naturopathic intervention. I have tried. I send him supplements covertly, disguised as Tums or whatever else. I send it to him covertly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering what solutions you can recommend. Is it okay to give him natokinase? Terry has already touched on this. I'm wondering, he's on several different medications, two kinds of high blood pressure medications. He's on a blood thinner Plavix that he was put on after the vascular surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is it okay to give him natokinase? Is it okay to give him fish oil, given that he's on the Plavix and other meds? And I can't get him the BHRT testosterone. I tried to lob that one under the net through a local naturopath in Cleveland where he is, and I was unsuccessful, you know, but we're...
Yeah, I'm sorry he's struggling so much. I know it's, when you're in assisted living like that, it's really
yes.
hard to you know, manage the supplements, and a lot of times they're not given by the staff, and
yes, well,
or the doctor in charge just kind of cancels everything, and
exactly. There has been ongoing resistance, and I send him things through Amazon. If I send it through something like the Dahoma dispensary or Vitacost, the nurses will intercept the package and confiscate it.
So
that's been really frustrating, but I won't give up ever. And
oh,
I just
bless your heart.
You know,
do you have any family in that area that could
no,
help?
I have no. He's pretty much alone there in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Are
his insulin levels adequate? Is that he's type 2?
It's been a big problem because he has diabetes, but they have been overdosing him with insulin. They stopped now at the hospital, but they were injecting him with insulin, and he was on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not a good thing and may have contributed to the progression of everything, atherosclerosis, heart disease, because of that huge insulin signal that he gets. And then he recovers, and his blood sugar then drops too low, and then he's told he's given something sweet to eat, so it's up and down. And that's been another
problem. Yeah, they don't
worry
about his diet, probably.
Yes. Yes, I've been sending him food, but that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You know.
And he's too fragile to move out to where you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, boy, it's a tough situation. I'm trying to think of something that might be the most efficient at dealing with everything that's going on, but it's tough. You know, the main thing I would think is, you know, keeping his limbs and keeping his circulation going.
Yes.
But from such a distance, it's really hard to do much if you're not able to get supplements going. Typically, you know, in diabetes, the triglycerides go way, way high. So.
Yes, you know, just to interrupt, I send him supplements, but I lob it in under the net. And, you know, I tell him to hide them. And, you know, a lot of nurses look the other way. It just depends on who walks into his room.
Yeah.
But I will keep on sending him supplements. I just want to make sure that I'm sending him the right ones.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, you know, you might want to set up a time with a naturopath, maybe in the Cleveland area.
Yes.
I know there are some directly that, you know, could work with you and your grandfather to help with
actually,
all that.
It's actually my father.
Your father, yes.
Yes, I did try one naturopath that he was seeing before, and that naturopath is wonderful, but he opted out. He just
I'm sorry, MJ, I have to interrupt. We're going to have to go to the news, and if you hold on, we could talk some more after the news. Thanks. I do like to go back to MJ, if she's still on the line. Hello, MJ.
Yes.
Thanks for holding.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
One thing I could offer your father, MJ, would be a product that's available in our dispensary. It's called a blood sugar formula.
Okay.
And if I was, you know, to pick one product, that would probably be the one. It's kind of like a multiple for diabetics. And,
okay.
On previous shows, I've talked about hydrotherapy and ways to deal with gangrene and compromised circulation like that. Mm-hmm. So, and at the clinic, you know, we don't necessarily have to work on the patient directly. We can work with family members and in ways to intervene and designing supplement programs. So that's something we could even do at the Tahoma Clinic for you. But it's tough if we're not able to give, you know, supplements or IV or treatments because of restrictions on his care, then it's tough to do much, unfortunately.
I will get him the supplements, and I thank you for the recommendations. Is it a good idea to give him nitrokinase and fish oil, given that he's on this heavy duty blood thinner Plavix, and he's on lisinopril Norvasc, I think, for blood pressure?
He could take those. He could take fish oil with those, but he would need to be monitored. You know, you want to make sure that he's not getting too much. And that's, yeah, boy, I feel for you. It's a difficult situation to work from a distance like that.
It is tough. And I would like to say that I really thank you so much. Green Medicine Radio, Green Medicine Online, and Dr. Murakal, I work with her. It has been such a huge help and has helped me help other people across a broad spectrum. I am incredibly grateful. And just one quick thing.
Thank you, MJ.
I would recommend to people that they go to 23andMe and just have a look there. Dr. Miracle, I was having some problems, some big problems, and she told me, go to 23andMe, get tested, give me the raw data. Well, I did that, and she was very helpful, gave me some great advice. But I also had looked at the other tests, just the macro results, which only I could see. And I discovered some things, some genetic issues, and it was very helpful because I then understood the source of some of my problems and could attack it more directly.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Morikal because she's going to be on my show in 2 weeks, and I'm going to be interviewing her. I'm hoping to talk to her more about genetic testing, and she's kind of our genetic expert at Tahoma Clinic. So
she is wonderful. She is wonderful.
Thank you. Yes. Well, good luck, MJ, and I really appreciate your call and whatever we can do for you, we're here for you.